When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Coming up at 8:20, our guy Mike Milbury on the Bruins' decision to fire Jim Montgomery. We will get to, they said it, maybe at 7:20. I got to get to the great Maria from Watertown and her thoughts on the Bruins this morning. Hello, Maria.
Good morning. Hey, I know, Greg, you've mentioned in the past that Don Sweeney sometimes listens to this show.
He used to. I don't know if he still does or not, but he used to, yes.
All right, well, let's see. Maybe you can send him the tape, because these are the questions I want to ask him. Is it Jim Montgomery's fault that David Pastrnak had zero shots on goal in the game against Columbus the other night? Is it Jim Montgomery's fault that Nikita Zadorov, the stiff that he is, doesn't know the difference between when he's playing a shift with a man up or a man down? Is it Jim Montgomery's fault that every time Pavel Zacha seems to get the stick on his puck, he shoots high or wide? This is typical weasel Boston Bruins behavior on the part of management. They set Jim Montgomery up to fail from the very beginning, because Mr. Sweeney, if you had faith in the roster that you had constructed for this season, you would have extended Jim Montgomery either in the offseason or when the season started. But no, what do? In an effort to save your own skins, you and your BFF, Cam Neely, you let this guy hang in the wind, because you must have suspected that this roster wasn't at the standard to which you thought you had built it. Now, were there coaching mistakes? Likely, yes. You can't be at the bottom of all NHL statistics and not accept some of the responsibility as a coach. But what I'm saying to management and players right now, you all have a target on your back. You all better have a cup of shut the you-know-what up and start playing hockey, because now this group of players, a lot of them the same group of core players, have cost three very good winning coaches their job. And there's nothing that I can't stand any more than management and ownership capitulating to players who are paid extremely well to do a job. Do your jobs. Shut up and play.
Maria, I think you make a brilliant argument and great call. My only question would be, don't you now know who all these players are? Like, they're people, when the going gets tough, they point the finger. So in what way, like, in my mind, you just need to gut the whole thing and restart. Like, Marchand, Pasta, all these guys, like, they're clearly not people that take accountability. They're just not.
And it's so disappointing, because that's not what I, maybe I had a twisted view, what the culture of this team was. The fact that they are not able to handle any kind of adversity or criticism, you're right, Curtis, this is not the DNA that I want for my hockey team, or, you know, even worse, an original six hockey team. What are we doing here?
Maria, great call.
As always.
Because you got to ask, is it what changed from, what was it, 2 years ago, where they were the best team in the regular season with a lot, you know, the majority of the roster being the same roster from them then to now? What changed?
You lost Patrice Bergeron.
Okay. Is that enough of it? Like, is that a significant change where you just, your team falls off the cliff?
Well, you lost Patrice Bergeron, who got your coach fired that won a cup with the Vegas Knights.
Right. So,
it's the facts. I mean,
yeah, it is. No,
but
Curtis,
I'm agreeing with you, Curtis.
Like, Curtis, you're spot on. Like, I've defended Patrice Bergeron on this show a lot. I've defended Brad Marchand. I think that you got to look at those guys, and you're spot on when you say they don't want to put any of this on themselves. They always want to blame it on somebody else.
And at the core of your beef with the Patriots and Mayo and all of that,
yeah,
I think you are right that the players that got Belichick fired are in the same boat.
Yeah,
like, I'm not saying they'd be much different. Maybe they'd win a game or two. That's not the point. It's that if you're continually trying to change those around you instead of changing yourself, you're never going to be successful. And that's what I feel like the Bruins have fallen into, where it's like, well, I know Sweeney's sackless. He'll just fire the coach and rub my back. And that's what it's been for basically a decade.
They put themselves in a horrible position, though, if they need to do what you're talking about and blow it all up. Like, there's really no talent in the system whatsoever.
Oh, there's talent.
None.
But
there is a talented piece out there, or maybe even two.
You mean talent that you can go get for David Pastrnak?
That, yeah, and Marchand.
But you do, you have no talent in the system.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any money, and the core of the players on this team don't seem to be the ones who really want to show up and win it. I you know, you bring up David Pastrnak, unbelievably skilled player, but it's like,
you don't think somebody else would want him?
He doesn't show up in the playoffs. Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody else will probably want him. Yes.
Right. So, but that's how I asked this yesterday.
Charlie McAvoy is just not. He's not a. I don't know that he's a guy you can build your hockey team around. He's been less than satisfying. And Brad Marchand, we talked about it yesterday. I'm going to give him something when it comes to how long he's been in the league, how old he is. But this is probably it too for him.
How this season is unfolding and now the firing of Montgomery, like, I think that he calls it a career after this season.
See, I don't think so. I think he's opposite of Berge, where he wouldn't mind going to play for somebody else to contending. He already said, they asked about his contract and he kind of didn't be like, all right, this is it. He was like, you know, we'll talk when we get to that point about, you know, potentially doing an extension. But that's why I asked yesterday, when you look at this core, especially through the middle, your forward being Pasta, your defense being McAvoy, and your goalie being Swayman, is this core, those guys, the ones you want to build around? Or are you at the point where it is like nuclear and you have to blow it up and you're saying, okay, what can we get for a guy like Pasta? What can we get for a guy like Marchand? What can we get for a guy like McAvoy?
There's just, you would think Marchand would be it, but there's not a veteran, like a legit veteran presence around that locker room to get guys in line. Like,
and you think, you know, about a guy like Thordy, who obviously wasn't talented like these guys. But
that's what he did.
Right.
And those guys would tell you over and over, it takes a lot for somebody like Sean Thornton, who is not a goal scorer, to mm-hmm. be able to hold guys accountable. He held guys accountable. I think you're going to laugh at me, but Don Sweeney, I think when you look at the mistakes he made, not re-signing Pat Maroon for pennies, like I think Chicago's paying him $1.3 million is a mistake. Like, why not give the guy a flyer? Like, he came here hurt last season and gave you a little bit, like, or names anybody else, like somebody in there who's going to be in that locker room and tell those guys that this is not the way the big bad Boston Bruins have been.
But they're not the big bad Boston Bruins.
They're the big bitchy Bruins.
That's a good one. They're completely a whole new, the players are new. Their mindsets are new. It's like when we talk about Ty and I, we talk about how Willie policed the locker room. Like, those guys don't exist. A lot of them don't exist no more in this day and age. People respected Sean Thornton because there were other players in that locker room, whether it was Big Z, whether it was Krejci, Bergeron, you know, there's so many guys you could think about where, like, okay, we respect what Sean Thornton's saying, so then the younger players looked up to him. Now, do you think these guys would respect a guy like Thornton? Or they're like, listen...
I think they all respected Bergeron and everything we heard
But Bergeron is, like Greg is saying, is a completely different animal.
But he kept them all in line.
Bergeron was like them.
No, but Montgomery used to say that he didn't even have to coach because Bergeron kept them all in line.
Yeah, but that's I think he was saying that more like his knowledge of the game or whatever. I don't know.
He's not scary like a Sean Thornton. Yeah. Like, I get that.
Didn't he get Cassidy fired?
Yes.
So isn't he more like the new generation than he would the old generation?
Yeah. And Greg, and this is from Flutus and Zawa yesterday, and I think it was the biggest reporting, because what Sweeney did and has done is accumulate talent instead of building a team. And if the roster, so Fluto Schinzel in The Athletic said, what's done is done. Swayman's priority is to find his confidence, clean up his game, and prove to his teammates that he was right to play hardball. If Swayman continues to take backward steps, he will not have many friends left in the dressing room. So if these guys were really pissed that Swayman was going for the last dollar, like, what is the calculus in there? Who cares? You've already got your contract.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, if you're that pathetic that you don't want your team to have the best goalie possible, and Swayman, who is negotiating and setting a market that other NHL players will benefit from, his own teammates are mad?
Yeah, that's the brotherhood. You never go against the brotherhood when it comes to money.
This is Andrew from Connecticut. Hello, Andrew.
How's it going? Just answering Wiggy's question, like, what changed between the good season and now? That playoff series, what changed? They blew a 3-0 lead to Florida. I was calling for, after throwing that season away, everyone should have been fired, because where do you go from there?
Mm.
So, like, Don Sweeney, he should have been let go a long time ago. I'm a big Bruins fan, and I hate the culture, because when you look at the numbers, the one-and-done stuff, the, you know, getting kicked out of the playoffs, I just feel bad. When you look at Montgomery's record, no one who has won that much should be fired.
Well, there were some people who wanted Don Sweeney fired after the 2015 draft. So,
he's been on, like,
yeah, that was a nightmare.
That conversation has been ongoing in some circles.
But he's always been able to slide, you know. And Nelly, I guess Nelly slides because of his performance. And then, you know, Nelly's more like, we got some new meatballs we're putting on the menu. He's the menu guy.
Who says no to new meatballs?
Right.
Certainly not Shime.
I do love a good meatball.
Honestly, you needed a second plate for all that yesterday.
All right, big guy, relax. Mister, I keep going over every Friday. I get like 7 bagels.
All right. It could not fit on
I
the
love
plate.
The rivalry.
It could not fit on one plate.
And to Greg's, on Greg's side, he takes half a bagel.
I do take half.
So at a time.
Right. Seven times.
So you're right. Sorry, he goes over 14 times a show.
7 times half a bagel.
Yeah. In total, it tends to be a bagel and a half.
Yeah. I'm just
don't forget all the cream cheese.
Yes. I'm just confused about why you go out of your way not to eat it when the actual show is going on and we're on.
Because the timing
Twitch.
Doesn't work for me, Greg.
It does. You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. But that was the most shocking thing to me when Greg posted it, because I said that food was out there for a bit. We were all enjoying it, talking about timeout market, giving them a good plug.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you wait till all of us are gone?
Yeah. Well, he wants to sit down and enjoy it.
Correction. He waited till he thought I was gone.
Yeah. Right.
I knew you were still here. I literally recorded spots with you.
I was the last one here, and you and I were doing some production, and I said, all right, I'm out of here. See you later. 5 minutes later, I walked down, and he's having an orgy of Italian food.
Because, see, that's a full plate.
Orgy of Italian food.
Yeah. He can't do that in, like, a quick 2-3 minute break where he can
I also have to press buttons back here.
You really covered all the bases, too. Yeah. That wasn't just a meatball. I mean,
I wanted a little bit of everything. I wanted
what do they call it? Courtney, what do they call it at Olive Garden? Like, the tour of Italy or something?
That's what he has.
I legit had, like, a couple of tortellinis. two meatballs, a tiny piece of the chicken.
That's a double.
And a sandwich.
A little quarter of the sandwich. That's I want to try it.
That's a double elbows on the table meal. You can't, you know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, that's Thanksgiving plate.
You gotta enjoy that. Here we go.
I mean, Sean, just be honest. I like to enjoy. Just say, hey,
I wanted to try everything.
I wanted to enjoy.
The only thing I didn't try was the bolognese one.
I have a question for the room. I don't know what makes Greg happier, a great weekly or Shime eating.
How do we do in the latest weekly?
I just did I think it was a 17.9. I don't know if we've ever done that before.
That's a great number.
Yeah, I mean, just a weekly.
How do we, what position did we take when it comes to adults, all men and women, 25 to 54? Do you know?
That was won by a wide margin.
Oh, that was number one?
Yeah, it was like a 13-something.
Oh, geez, number one.
Adults.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
We love adults.
Hello, adults. All right.
And meatballs.
We are going to finally get to our leads coming up next.